KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 53 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible as we head toward this evening, a high around 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Officials at the Atlantic Community School District have issued information with regard to the 2018-19 school year student registration. The district will be opening online student registration today, August 1st. First, all parents will be receiving an email with that information, but if you don't receive it, all the details can be found in a letter posted to parents or guardians of students under this same story located on the news page at KJAN.com and our social media apps. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at 9 o'clock in the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. Their board will discuss and possibly act on a township trustee and clerk appointment question resolution, a fireworks permit, a hazard mitigation plan adoption resolution, and a health insurance financial committee appointment. County Auditor Mindy Schaefer will discuss an election deputy IT support staff new hire. The VA director will present an annual VA report. Mike Lamb and Joni Fink will once again talk about wind farms and safety concerns or related matters. And the supervisors will discuss wind farm matters as well, and that'll be followed by a public forum. Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Hazlett, announced an historic commitment by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to upgrade and rebuild rural water infrastructure. Three of those projects will help to improve water infrastructure in the rural Iowa communities of Adel, Brayton, and Goodell. Eligible rural communities and water districts can apply online for funding to maintain, modernize, or build water and wastewater systems. They can visit the interactive RD Apply tool, or they can apply through one of the USDA's rural development state or field offices. The USDA is providing the funding through the Water and Waste Disposal Loan and Grant Program. It can be used to finance drinking water, stormwater drainage, and waste disposal systems for rural communities with fewer than 10,000 residents. The city of Brayton will be using a $451,000 loan and a $318,000 grant to replace the distribution system and replace individual service lines to connect users to the city's systems. Those improvements will update the community's aging water infrastructure and improve services to residents and businesses. The city of Brayton, with a population of 128, received a $16,000 USDA Rural Development Grant in 2017 to complete an engineering study of its water system. The project is a direct result of that study and implements the recommendations outlined in the report. Well, officials have closed the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge linking eastern Nebraska to western Iowa for a routine inspection. Omaha Parks and Recreation says the bridge closed on Monday and will remain closed for most of the week until a five-year maintenance inspection can be completed. The bridge spans the Missouri River connecting Omaha to Council Bluffs. Officials expect the bridge to reopen before this coming weekend, but note that there is no guarantee for that. Police in Red Oak report 49-year-old Robbie Dale Lukehart of Red Oak was arrested Tuesday evening for driving while suspended. His bond was set at slightly more than $566. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reports two arrests. At around 2:15 this morning, 41-year-old Alan Laverne Walter of Grant was arrested near the 33-mile marker of Highway 48. Walter was charged with OWI second offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. And at around 9:45 p.m. Tuesday, sheriff's deputies arrested 20-year-old Benjamin Pera Moreno of Lenox on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for violation of probation. Pera Moreno was taken into custody during a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and Vine Avenue. His bond was set at $5,000. One person was injured during a single vehicle accident Tuesday morning north of Shenandoah. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office, along with the Shenandoah Rescue, responded to the crash that occurred around 9:04 a.m. in the 1400 block of Highway 59. Authorities say a 1994 Ford F-150 driven by 31-year-old Timothy Martin Becker of Farragut was northbound on U.S. Highway 59 when, for some reason, it entered the west ditch and hit a tree. After the tree attached to the vehicle struck a house, impaling the residents with the trunk of the tree. Becker was transported to Shenandoah Memorial Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. He told investigators he was ill at the time of the crash. Authorities cited Becker for failure to maintain control. In an update to our story yesterday morning, a sport utility vehicle with no one inside was pulled from a lake near the Omaha Airport Tuesday. An Omaha police officer reported seeing tire tracks leading into Carter Lake at around 4:35 a.m. Tuesday. An Omaha Fire Department boat equipped with a sonar found the SUV in nearly 10 feet of water. Divers later hooked the SUV up to tow straps and a cable so a tow truck could pull it out. Investigators are looking into whether the SUV had been stolen and then dumped in the lake near Epley Airfield. Also in the news this morning, a man who operated a Western Iowa kennel and training facility where dog carcasses and hundreds of malnourished dogs and puppies were found has pleaded not guilty. Pottawatomie County court records say 35-year-old Dustin Young entered the written pleas Monday to four counts of serious misdemeanor animal neglect, resulting in death. His trial is set to begin September the 18th. Young also remains charged with 36 simple misdemeanor counts of animal neglect. The dogs and their carcasses were discovered in May at Young Gun's Kennel, about 2 miles southeast of Hancock. Officials say the inside of the business was covered with animal urine and feces, and there was no food or water for the dogs. In our funeral announcements, 72-year-old Doug Ebelin of rural Bridgewater died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Doug Ebelin will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Graveside services for Lou and Willis Merritt of Atlantic, previously from Griswold, will be held Saturday at 1:30 in the Griswold Cemetery, 1 mile west of Griswold off Highway 92. Brecon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements for Lou and Willis Merritt. And Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died Saturday. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be held August 8th at 11 a.m. at the Monroe Chapel in rural Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.